You are.
To make my big and strong.
How big and strong do you want to be? Bigger and bigger. How big are you going to be? Uh-oh.
What?
You know what that might have been?
What?
That might have been a little boy who tried to cross the street without looking. And the car, at the last minute, slammed its brakes on and came to a stop just in time.
Did you tell Dad what we did today? What did we see? Remember? Michael?
Michael told me he was going to work.
Oh.
Was Mike at the beach?
No.
No. That's because he had to work too.
Whoa, I dropped one. Dropped some.
Just a little bit. Do you remember the name of the beach you went to? You don't remember the stuff? It was Winger... what? Winger Beach? Winger Chic Beach. That's the one.
Is that going to be enough time for you? And if we go with the other end, how about if you start that way?
That looks very rare. That looks better, yeah.
Why don't you start that way, and I think it will hook more or less this afternoon. That's so.
Okay.
Right. I can eat that. I can eat that. Mm-hmm. I'll put it back, except that I'm just nervous that it will turn out to be so overdone you won't like it. Did he manage to remember what he'd done?
Yeah.
Did you go swimming, Jen?
Yes.
You did?
I went swimming.
You did? Did you wear water wings?
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't very deep, was it, Jed?
No, it wasn't very deep there. and the beetle got the big boat.
She got the big boat?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where'd she get the big boat?
Big rowboat.
Oh. Did she take you for a ride?
No, I wanted to go back with my mom.
You wanted to go back with your mom?
But she took me for a ride.
Yeah?
She's very strong.
Why didn't you go for a ride with Sabina? You wanted to go back to the car, I see.
You got a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrific place to go, though, because there's a lot of tide. And so you can get in the canoe, and it takes you right out. Mm-hmm. It's not a canoe, actually. It's a rowboat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the tide's going out, and it takes you out there.
Yeah, it takes you out. It's a great rush.
And then how do you get back?
Then you need to turn it over and make it a pile
of boat. I see.
I just be in my car.
You did? Did you drive her?
There was also a mat, too, wasn't there, Jim?
What kind?
A mat is that thing that you lie on in the water. It's not a boat. Remember, it's a raft.
Raft.
Looks sort of like a boat. Remember?
Yes. I remember.
And that's, you used that. That was better for Jim. Well, the whole place is so good because there are all sorts of little pools around. And
yeah. The low tide was at 1 o'clock there or something like that, right?
I guess you're right, because there, when we got to the beach, there were incredible greenheads everywhere. But by the time we got to the beach, there were pools of water and leftover spaces and stuff like that, and you could look for sand dollars that just washed up.
Mm-hmm.
Jed didn't look for sand dollars.
You mean you went to the ocean beach because there were greenheads on the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there was a large pool. A little pool and a big
pool. Mm-hmm.
And that all the water was in it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was other water at the other pool.
At which other pool? The big pool or the little pool?
The big pool.
Uh-huh.
Which one did you like the best?
The little pool.
The little one.
How was the water? Was it cold?
You were digging a hole, that's right. And do you remember that your lips turned blue?
orange turned blue.
Very cold. Remember that?
That's what little boys are for, did I, in the summertime. You put them in the water until they turn blue. Without that, summer is not complete.
Poor Sabina kept looking at Ted as Titty and I oohed and out of Ted's blue lips, and Sabina kept saying, "Are mine blue? Hopefully." Nothing was happening to Sabina. She looked just fine.
She's too tough.
She is. She's tough and older, too. Quite right. She showed Jed a bunch of comic books. Mm-hmm. That Jed kept saying to me, "Read to me, Mom, read to me," and they're all in German.
Mm-hmm.
Sabina carefully would read them to him in German.
Mm-hmm.
Jed would never say a word, keep right on looking along. She had a Tom and Jerry comic, didn't she?
In German?
Yep.
Ah,
yeah. Everything was in German. Yeah, you should try this.
What? No.
You don't want to? You know what it is?
Sure.
It's a London broil. You've never had it before.
That's delicious, Jed.
I don't want
it's like steak. Look, I'm having the same thing and it's delicious. A little protein.
What I meant to say to you earlier about Mike and Tootie was that I said that conceivably we would bring Sabina here for the night, and then they would take us in the morning to see the tall ships.
What morning was that?
Saturday morning at 8. We would do that
when
before
we
went on a tour.
Ah.
They have a place to go and look at from.
Mm-hmm.
And
where's that?
It's a warehouse on the wharf.
Mm-hmm. The information I'm beginning to pick up is that what they're coming in Thursday or something, and they will make a pass by the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
No, coming in maybe Saturday, they make the pass by the aquarium.
Yeah.
And then next.
That's when.
Yeah, and that's sort of the big public weekend display. But it's not clear whether they'll have the sails up or not. Next Thursday is when they take off again for Europe or wherever they're going with their sails set and what have you.
I gotcha.
And Raymond and Whitcomb, which is the travel agency that we use at work, has some kind of exclusive arrangement and on a bunch of harbor tour boats.
Ah.
And for $25 a throw, they will
toot
you out to the mouth of the harbor and the outer harbor as these guys sail out.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That's gravy. Let's just leave that word in.
You can taste it if you want, but let's not you lean over and get it that way.
Right.
Want a little of that? You don't have to have it. But I don't want you reaching for it, thanks.
Mom, would you give me some more milk?
What do you say? Betcha. That sounds like a better deal, except that it's 25 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
This is distinctly on land, and I'm not sure we can do it, but
mm-hmm.
I would really like to see them at some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it was possibly the only time we would get a chance.
Mm-hmm. What that means if you don't.
Get off to a very early start.
Assume you leave it.
Mom would spill
some. A tiny bit, that's okay.
I'm not sure the ships are even going to be doing anything until midday.
Hey, you gotta be careful. Can you know how to hold your glass?
Hi! Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good!
You did!
Hey.
He was at a softball game.
You remember Jim?
No.
It's Grandpa. Ralphie.
Well, he is sitting right here. I'll put you directly in touch with the person himself.
Who is I want to say
bye to you. Can you say hi to Ralphie?
Say hi to
Ralphie. That was terrific, huh? Hi, Raffy. How are you doing? Thanks for calling. How you doing? Well, I guess we didn't get back until late because we went to the baseball game. And it made a perfect day for Jen. And we took him to, I guess I gave him a birthday cake in his class, which was about as long a birthday party as Jen can bear. And then we took him to a baseball game. Yes.
Yes, yes. I lose the magnet. You lost your magnet?
Yeah. You good?
Where'd you lose it?
Terrific. Is there any chance that
we see you? I don't want to lose it. You didn't lose it, you just left it in the
living
room. Why? I don't know why. Why?
No, it's not there.
Well, it's hard to eat with a baseball mitt.
We're going to go up. We've rented the little house now.
That's why.
So we're going to go up to 17th and fix up the house.
Dad, I want to see it.
The big house is where they're not for us. So we have to go to stay in the little house.
I know it's your birthday and you got presents, but you still have to eat your dinner.
I want it.
Trito.
I'm not hungry.
You aren't?
No.
Even with all that delicious food there? Did you have a chocolate ice cream cone this afternoon?
Yes.
That maybe explains why you're not hungry.
We are.
What else did you have to say?
We are at this moment, Daddy.
Would you like some salad?
No.
Huh?
No.
Look, I'm going to have some. It's going to be delicious. It has croutons in it. Sprouts?
I don't like sprouts.
You don't like sprouts? These are alfalfa sprouts. These aren't your common garden bean sprouts. A little bit? Said I. Normally, I would say yes, but I have a problem here. Try a little salad. Let's see how you like it. See those little thin guys there? Those are sprouts.
Do you want to try them?
No, I don't want
them. You don't want those? Well, if you don't want them, you know what you do? You don't eat them. You push them inside and say, no, thank you.
Said, I think you should try this. That is really good.
Kids, I'm born vegetarian. Do you want to go away and come back and dessert? Is that what you want?
Yeah, no, I
want to
stay.
You
want to
stay?
No, I want to get out.
No, did you say you wanted him to stay away for dessert?
No, I didn't say anything. You said he wanted to leave, and I said that created a certain problem.
I didn't want to get my neck.
Sweetie, I'll tell you something. You can't. What we have to do is you have to finish up your corn with me so you can have dessert.
No.
I don't mind you not eating meat, but you've got to finish your corn.
I don't like it.
Well, then, you know what we have for dinner?
What?
We have your leftover birthday cake and ice cream.
Can I have it?
You can finish your corn.
Uh-huh.
No, I want
Ted, that's only two mouthfuls.
Let me show you how much there is, okay? Well, lovey, I can't help you. If you can't finish up, you can't have more. You go and think it over. You don't have to have it if you don't want to. That's up to you. You think about it, okay? All right, don't think about it. Where is your mitt? Did you leave it in the TV room?
No.
Oh well.
Yeah, as far as I know, you have been in only three rooms. So it is either in the living room,
the
TV room, or the kitchen. Are you a tired person today?
Shouldn't be. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Did you tell Dad what else we had, Jim? What did you stop and get with Sabina?
Uh-huh.
And did she have a huge, enormous one?
Yeah.
How big was hers?
That big?
No.
That big?
She had two scoops, didn't she?
That big?
No, she had two scoops.
Two scoops, like?
This big.
That big.
And it had chocolate sprinkles on top. It was an amazing ice cream cone. Yours didn't drip because you were very good, that's true.
What is all that on your t-shirt?
Huh?
What is all that on your t-shirt? Chocolate non-drip?
Oh, well.
What?
Two mouthfuls of terrible yucky corn.
Bite.
I'll get you an entire plate full of heavenly chocolate cake.
You can have ice cream and cake. But you have to eat at least a little bit more of your food before you do that. Well, then you just can't be hungry enough. I'm sorry.
What's for me?
Hold a minute. I'm not probably going to
Hey! Terrific!
Terrific.
Thank you.
have a little bit of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I was going to talk to him that night. Can I have a question or something?
Well, I said I would call him back.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Sorry.
Did you need to talk to him about... Did you write the letter?
I didn't write the letter. I wanted to explain to him why. I turned out when I got into it that Pat Noonan had been given 3 or 4 specific invitations from, what's his face?
Oh, to come down.
To come down.
Well.
Yeah, and so I talked it over with Noonan, who called, I don't know, a couple of days after Ralph and I discussed it, on something else, and said, you know, I'd be more than happy to
use
this connection to set up the meeting, but it would look a little silly, seeing as he personally had been invited down twice. And why didn't he get on the ball and just tell a guy he was coming down? And Pat said, in fact, he was going to Jacksonville anyway in 2 weeks and would call him. And I don't know whether he did or not.
I feel as if you want to tell Ralphie that.
Yeah.
Hey, Jed? Come give one more try and then we'll have some dessert. Okay. It's so hard, sweetie. How about I tell you what? I'll make a switch with you.
What?
Will you have a piece of turkey roll, a piece of chicken?
No.
Like your sandwich?
No, I don't want my cake first.
No, you can't have cake until you have something healthy. Cake is delicious, but you gotta have something healthy first. I'll show you what I'll give you instead. What's that?
Watch
this.
No, I like cake.
Are you gonna have cake too?
What's the basic flavor of the cake? Chocolate?
Yes. You're looking forward yourself?
Trying to decide whether I deserve, need, should have.
All those things.
So are you trying to dry your eye with a tassel? So, Dad, do you know who's going to take you to school tomorrow? We have a special arrangement. You are getting... You know who's going to take you to school? Jamie and David and Tweakle.
Goodness, they're going
to
all take
you. Everybody's going to go to school. All those people are going to go to school with you tomorrow.
And you know what else, Jed?
What?
I'm going to pick you up at noon, and we're going to go to see Dr. Hubble.
Why?
Because it's your annual checkup.
What kind of checkup?
You know how you play with a stethoscope at school?
Yeah.
And you listen for your heartbeat?
Yeah.
That's what Dr. Hubble's going to do for you. You love Dr. Hubble. Who are you kidding?
Why
is it
daddy with some corn?
Would you like some corn?
No, no.
There's a boy. Well, you pick up the pork when you're ready, okay?
I'm ready.
But be careful standing on the rug. There you go.
A triumph, Jim.
And some corn.
That was a
and
brave thing
one more?
To do.
Because that will guarantee you a place in heaven, a piece of cake.
There you go.
See that corn right there?
Yeah.
Let's try and clean that up.
Can you do that by yourself?
Mm-hmm. That's the way Japanese people eat rice, Jim. Shove it in off the side of the plate.
Perfect.
Not for cake.
You betcha. Can you stay right here and let you get up in your seat? And I will work wonders for you. Would you like it with some chocolate ice cream?
Yes.
You betcha. Ooh, watch your glass, please.
Mm-hmm. Let's hold that.
Okay.
Yes, Chef. That is the gravy spoon. All the juice from the meat runs in that little hole, and then you spoon it out.
Okay.
Or I was running in. See all these little holes in the cracks down here? When you cut the meat, the juice runs out of the meat. Into that little track and it runs down until it gets to that hole. Fills it right up. That's the way rivers and lakes work.
Look at that. Fantastic.
Look what you got.
Wow.
Chocolate.
Ice.
Wowie.
Where are the candles?
I ate. You had the candles yesterday, remember? And you blew them all out.
In one breath?
Janet, yesterday was July. It was your birthday. What day was it?
But it was July what?
July 6th.
July 6th,
exactly. School day. It was also a school day, it's true.
You're going to lick all that icing off that cake, mm-hmm. and then it won't be as good.
Then you won't have to eat the cake.
Mm-hmm.
When I took this into school, you'd have heard the teachers lamenting as they would throw away plateful of cake after plateful of cake. Mm-hmm. It was just, as far as I can tell, kids are just not big cake and ice cream eaters. Mm-hmm. An old myth.
Delicious. Delicious and what else?
Scrumptious.
Scrumptious. And what else? Cute. What else goes with delicious as part of like delish? And what goes with delish?
Scrumptious.
Huh?
Scrumptious.
What about nutrish? Delish, nutrish. Remember that? No?
Nope. Not that one.
I think that's a dotism anyway, isn't it?
Hmm. It might be. I'm not sure about that. I had the usual conversation with Tootie about whether or not, apparently, yeah, why? She and Mike stayed up until 1:30 or 2 last night discussing whether or not they would have children. And what their priorities were, and what they wanted out of their lives, and what kind of people they were. And I said, God, Tootie.
That's pretty heavy.
So if you have to really start really considering it, it's impossible to make that kind of decision.
Mm-hmm. They look cheery and healthy this morning.
You think that would make you look sick and ill?
Yeah, probably.
All the questions that you feel that you probably ought to ask, but most people don't, about how, why am I bringing these children into the world? What kind of life do I hope for them?
Yeah.
I wish I had
Clark not been so heavy. Juliet, I would have enjoyed the opportunity to discuss with her attitude towards family planning and population control.
You think she has a strong...
Well, it's funny that for a person who makes a point of dedicating herself to the solution of human problems, etc., who is to some degree an ideologue, to say you should be unrestrained in the reproduction of your species because essentially it's fun, which is what her defense was. Having kids is a source of satisfaction to the parents. Not necessarily that it was good for the kids or anything else, that they were comforting their old age and so forth.
What she was saying to me was, having kids, having more than one, more than two even, is okay if you're the rich and privileged class, essentially.
But it's terribly elitist, because how long does she expect people to be members of the class in which they presently find themselves? Let's say, you know, a generation down the road, maybe two or three. I mean, you know, you have your Adams families and stuff like that. But you look at, you know, there was a thing in Time magazine this week, you know, descendants of the original founding fathers, and they're plumbers and whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no guarantee that when you're talking about a problem, the consequences of which are not really going to be, well, they will be solved immediately, but if you're talking about a problem that is going to become critical in, say, one more generation or two more generations,
mm-hmm.
by which time you have no reason to expect that your progeny are going to have the same
values,
well, or the same resources that you're going to have to bring up their children as
But what she assumes is that your progeny will be much brighter than the average American's progeny.
Okay, that in itself is false. Even if they are brighter, it doesn't mean that they're going to be economically self-sustaining. And even if they are economically self-sustaining, they're going to take up space, and they're going to compete for resources with everybody else. They're going to buy, you know, what was before the family acreage on Nantucket is then split between the three male heirs, or however they decide to split it.
I think you're speaking from the conservationist point of view. It would be interesting to hear.
Well, even from a human, from an aesthetic point of view, I mean, would she want? I think there's supposed to be twice as many people in the U.S. by 19 by the year 2000 or something like that. Would she want that?
I don't know whether she.
It seems to me she's taking very much an attitude of I find pleasure in it right now, and it's somebody else's problem later.
You think that's the way she's viewing it? I think she's caught in a funny position in that she's now very much of a women's movement member.
Hmm.
But where she spent her life bringing up her children, doing nothing but bringing up her children until mm-hmm. they were high school age.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really say that was a total waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know if she doesn't want to believe it.
Well, and arguments for population control don't say that that bringing up children is a waste by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It acknowledges the fact that children are, you know, a rare and unique pleasure, and so I think it's just like a lot of other rare and unique pleasures, like driving a 12-cylinder car at 80 miles an hour all the time. You just can't do it in a world of finite resources.
It seems to me that I can understand two, but more than two, no matter how talented and clever you may think you are. If you're telling them, you have to feel those people who aren't will have too many children and you have to more than make up for your share.
Well, that's another thing. It's a little funny because hers is distinctly, you know, people say that. Hey, you.
That's so good. If you don't want to eat it, that's okay too. But I don't want you playing with it. So good to play. You know what's a good thing to eat with? A spoon.
Spoon is very good for cake.
Spoon is much better for cake for you.
But she expresses a lot of concern for, and seems to have a genuine concern for, it's reflected in the programs of the Y and so forth, you know, the disenfranchised, the disadvantaged, the poor, the needy, and so forth, so on. And then she turns around and says that you, as members of the upper middle class, shouldn't restrain yourself from having children because yours
the
are going to be, yours are gonna
be
yeah, and that's point. The obvious implication.
It is, it's true.
Which strikes me as, you know, elitist in the extreme.
Well, it is. You're quite right. It makes her so obviously contented. It may explain why she has so much trouble getting along with her picture. I hate to say that I go both ways, not so much on the issue of having more than two, but when I talk to her, or somebody like her, and they say, you should have more. What fun it is, I find myself saying, right, gee, that's right. First I have to clean you up. Would you wait here?
Hey. What's that? You don't want any. I think you have enough on your shirt to last you through a long, cold winter.
You see your face?
Hey, you know what would happen if I weren't holding onto this chair?
What?
And you were climbing up on it like that?
Yes.
You'd fall on your nose.
Hey, get down, sweetie. That's not safe.
I can't.
Put your foot down in the middle. Yeah.
How do I get down?
Now is when you can show
can you fly?
And tell with your new toys from your birthday.
What is my toy?
You do that one for us, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have my dinner. Are you going to stay out here and play?
No.
I'm going to finish my dinner. If you would like to stay out here and play, that's fine.
I don't play with everything.
There you go.
You gonna play with everything?
Thank you very much.
People keep asking me, where did they get your name? And I said, actually, I don't know for sure. How do you?
It was in South Boston Preschool. We contacted a number of nurses.
Old South preschool or whatever the name. But anyhow, we contacted a number of preschools. Oh, it is?
I didn't know whether you wanted to continue.
Oh, okay.